the debt ceiling and budget deal worked out between U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden has advanced to the full House, where a vote is expected Wednesday. Both sides are assembling a coalition of centrist Democrats and Republicans to push it to passage. Fireworks are expected by conservatives who reject aspects of the compromise. The House Freedom Caucus is not happy.
Today, the American people are going to win. We're going to pass the largest cut in American history. It's just a small step putting us on the right track.
And that is House Speaker McCarthy, who feels positive about what's going to happen today. The UN's nuclear chief has urged Russia and Ukraine to commit to prevent a nuclear accident at Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Rafael Grossi, who leads the International Atomic Energy Agency, is asking UN Security Council members to support five principles to avoid a nuclear accident at the Zaporizhzhia plant, which is Europe's largest. If Ukraine was responsible for a Tuesday drone attack on Moscow, it should not expect a public endorsement from the U.S. government. Here's VOA's Steve Herman.
Russia is claiming it shot down eight Ukrainian drones that were part of what it calls a terrorist attack on Moscow early Tuesday. It is unclear how many drones were involved, and there are reports that several buildings in the Russian capital were struck. Ukraine denies responsibility. Asked whether the United States welcomes such operations, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre replied,
"We do not support attacks inside of Russia, period. We've been very clear about that. That's been a general matter that you have heard from us over and over again this past several months."
The press secretary added the U.S. government is still gathering facts about the attack and does not have confirmation as to who carried it out.
This is VOA News. Aiming to secure support for Sweden's bid to join NATO, U.S. President Joe Biden signaled a transactional approach in his engagement with newly re-elected President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Turkish leader has been one of the most consequential yet complicated members of the Transatlantic Military Alliance. It's the first time Biden linked the two issues together. Ankara has long sought to purchase 40 American-made F-16s, but Congress is blocking the deal. U.S. officials have rejected suggestions of a quid pro quo. In response to Russia's invasion on Ukraine, Finland and Sweden applied for NATO membership in May 2022. It must be approved by all members. NATO will send 700 more troops to northern Kosovo to help quell violent protests after clashes with ethnic Serbs there left 30 international soldiers wounded. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said an additional reserve battalion would be put on high readiness in case additional troops are needed. China is warning of artificial intelligence risks and calls for beefed up national security measures in light of advances to AI. Here's AP's Mimi Montgomery.
Chemical producers.
After a ruling Communist Party meeting chaired by President Xi, China is issuing a statement warning of risks posed by AI while also calling for heightened national security measures. The position underscores tension between China's aim to be a global leader in cutting-edge technology and concerns of its potential social and political harms. The statement comes after scientists and industry leaders in the U.S. recently warned of similar risks. It stresses that in China, there is a need to improve the security governance of internet data and AI. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Australia's environment minister has been in Paris for talks on a proposed global plastics treaty. A UN committee is meeting to work on a global pact that aims to end plastic waste. There's little consensus, though, about what the outcome should be. Here's VOA's Phil Mercer.
Chemical producers believe any deal to eliminate plastic pollution should retain the benefits of essential and life-saving plastic items. The United States, China, and Saudi Arabia believe more effort should be made to boost recycling. Other participants have insisted national agreements rather than a uniform global treaty would be the best approach. Australian Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation Wednesday that a global pact is the best way forward.
That strong international ambition gives us something to aim for and countries to cooperate with.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Salvage and wreck removal experts arrived Tuesday to recover 1.1 million barrels of oil from the FSO Safer, a decaying supertanker in Yemen. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
One. Right now. VOA One.